Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. He says hi to us on Thursdays or Wednesdays. Anyway, we're putting him on today. Hey, Phil, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Did you know that Green Wednesday is whatever he just said it is?
I did know that. I did know that. And I have a fun fact that he actually missed. Al Gore lost Tennessee in 2000.
Yeah, I knew it. I remember it being close. He actually lost Tennessee.
It was very close. He lost his home state.
Hey, producer Elif, look up what the vote total was in Tennessee for the 2000 election when Al Gore lost to George Bush. What was the difference in Tennessee? You can't say Tennessee if you're talking about Al Gore if you don't say it like Al Gore said it.
I actually have it called up because I wanted to be sure before I opened my mouth.
What have you got?
George Bush got 1,061,949 votes to Al Gore's 981,720. So the percentage was 51-47,
wow.
More or less.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
In fact, you'd think, hey, dude, if you could win your own state, you wouldn't have needed Florida.
Well, that was 11 votes for Tennessee, so they would need a little more, but yeah, it would have been nice.
We don't need to dwell on this, but if you subtract the 11 that Bush got and gave them to Gore, then maybe
22 vote swing.
Maybe it would have made a difference. Anyway, restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune, Phil Vitale. So, Phil, what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it's just a small family gathering. It's paradoxically, it's a little larger than usual. Usually, it's my wife, me, and the son who lives in Chicago. But as you remember, at the end of October, my son who lives in Houston and his wife and my one-year-old grandson came up for a visit, and they've been quarantining up here since the 31st of October. So we'll have them for Thanksgiving.
So there's your pod, as it were.
You
know, my little posse, my sons and now my daughter-in-law and Brenda and I, every year go to Lowry's. I've told you this many times.
Mm-hmm.
That was our tradition. We go to the movie theater, then we go to Lowry's, and we have the Thanksgiving dinner at Lowry's. And it was just wonderful. It is the only family tradition that I really have and have held fast to. Every now and then, mm-hmm. other factions of the family pressure us to break away, and we say, no, this is important to us. We're going to do this. We'll see you Friday or Saturday. This year, we're not going to do it. Lowry's is open, but minimally. And actually, I don't even know if Lowry's can serve. They can't serve now. What am I talking about?
No, they got no outdoor.
They were going
no tent
to.
They found a tent that I'm not aware of.
No, but they were going to do 25%, but now they can't even do that.
Can't even do that.
God, how many times? Isn't it funny? Every now and then you go, hey, it's nice out. Let's go out. Let's run out to the, oh, wait, we can't.
Yep.
So no Lowry's. I wonder if they're doing a takeout. You know, most of those restaurants that you guys posted at chicagotribune.com/dining that were doing the takeout Thanksgiving dinners did very mm-hmm. Did very well, Phil.
Yeah, and I shouted out to a few people on social media yesterday saying, "Who's still taking last minute orders for people who are like, I guess I won't make a turkey after all." And,
yeah.
and I heard back from the Maggiano's. They're still doing a carry out package. Wildfire, all those locations. Rue Chicago, which is contemporary Indian food. Jean and Giorgetti. You can get a Thanksgiving package from them.
Hold on, we'll finish that thought, Phil. Say the next one you're about to say.
And then I was going to say over at Publican Quality Meats. The main man there, Rob Levitt, says he still has large turkeys and bone-in turkey breasts available.
Okay.
So if you didn't get your turkey in time, you still can.
Can you repeat that for us right now?
Mm-hmm. I'll say from the top, Gene and Giorgetti, Maggiano's, Wildfire said they're still taking orders. Rue Chicago, R-O-O-H Chicago, that's a contemporary Indian. Publican Quality Meats, The newly opened Jade Court down in Hyde Park is doing a whole crispy duck, no turkey, but the Rambler Kitchen and Tap is doing Thanksgiving carryout, and that's just $17.95 per person, so you don't have to commit to a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Chez Moi, French restaurant up on Halstead, they're still taking orders. Let's see, Gale Street Inn.
Oh, no kidding.
Boca.
Good for them. Boca, too. Well, then,
Boca.
I wonder how that works. Do you pick it up today, or are they going to be serving it hot out the door tomorrow?
I think you have to pick it up today.
Yeah, okay.
I'm picking up my stuff today, so it's, they're getting it, so it's all ready to go, and then you just either reheat or actually cook it if you're buying a raw, a fresh bird, and they can walk you through it. That's how Alinea was doing it. I'm not sure if Linnea sold out or not, but they were doing, you get the turkey, you get all the fixings, you get all the seasonings, you get a video to see exactly how to do it.
Nice. Well, for the first time then in 20 years, we have to cook our own turkey, and so I'm like, holy cow, this is work. Stuffing,
yeah.
Mashed potatoes, green beans, a salad, another salad, another salad, some desserts, some bread, some pies, all that stuff. I'm like, that going out to the Lowry's was pretty easy. That was pretty slick. For those of you that are up to your elbows in turkey stuffing right now, I salute you because that's work. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And thanks for that list, Phil. Very helpful. My best to your family.
And thank you. You too.
We will talk to you after the Thanksgiving break. Thanks for your help today.
All right. Everybody stay safe out there.
Yeah, that's what we say. Phil Vitella is the restaurant critic at the Tribune.